This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Hurricane season officially begins on June 1st. This year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting average to above average hurricane activity in the Atlantic, with as many as 4 major hurricanes possible. Jerry Bell is lead hurricane season forecaster with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
You are predicting average to above average activity, a 75% chance of average to above average. What does that mean in terms of the number and the strength of the storms we might see this summer?
Overall, we're expecting 10 to 16 named storms, of which 5 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes, and 1 to 4 of those are expected to become major hurricanes.
And how does that compare to, say, last year, which was an extremely active and extremely destructive year?
Last year was one of the more active seasons on record. We're expecting a lot of activity this year. At this time, it does not look that we will be as active as last year.
Are above average seasons becoming more common as the oceans get warmer and the climate changes?
Well, not really. The Atlantic basin has been had a lot more activity since 1995, but that's associated with a specific climate pattern that controls the hurricane activity for anywhere from 25 to 40 years at a time. We had a similar very high activity period in the 1950s and 60s, and then the climate pattern switched, and the Atlantic was suppressed during the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And since 1995, that climate has been producing stronger hurricane seasons again.
So what are some of the factors that go into predicting and then creating an active or more active hurricane season in the Atlantic?
Well, there's three main climate factors that strongly control the activity over the Atlantic. One is that climate pattern that lasts for 25 to 40 years at a time. It's called the Atlantic Multi-Decadal Oscillation. Another climate pattern that strongly affects the year-to-year hurricane activity is the El Niño-La Niña cycle. And a third major factor is the Atlantic Ocean temperatures between the Caribbean Sea and Western Africa. And so when we look at all of these three factors together, the outlooks are made by predicting how strong they'll be, how they'll interact, and then as a result, you can often make a prediction about what the likely activity will be during the hurricane season.
Sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic, you can see a pretty direct correlation, right? The warm water feeds hurricane activity. You can see how that would affect the seasonal forecast. But how do ocean temperatures in the Pacific, when it's El Niño, how does that affect hurricane activity in the Atlantic?
Well, El Niño and its counterpart La Niña affect the global wind and air pressure patterns. While they're a Pacific Ocean phenomenon, the wind patterns that they create extend well downstream, and right downstream of the Pacific is the heart of the Atlantic hurricane formation region. So El Niño and La Niña are a major player in the Atlantic hurricane activity. The other factor, the Atlantic multi-decadal pattern, that comes into play because it's associated with changes in the strength of the West African monsoon. That West African monsoon controls the wind patterns over the eastern half of the tropical Atlantic, which is also a main hurricane formation region. So all of these factors directly affect the wind and air pressure patterns over the Atlantic.
I'm talking with Jerry Bell. He's the lead hurricane season forecaster with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. How much have these seasonal forecasts changed over the years as you're talking about these global patterns that all have to come together in very complicated ways to produce the end result, our hurricane season? I mean, the computer models that you're running must be equally complicated. Are our forecasts getting better?
Oh, yes, they are. The forecasts have improved tremendously. As you mentioned, the computer models have, and even in the last 10 years, have just improved beyond imagination. And those have really helped to improve the confidence and the accuracy of these seasonal hurricane outlooks, as well as the forecast for the individual hurricanes that the National Hurricane Center, puts out throughout the hurricane season.
When you're talking about those forecasts for the individual hurricanes, The track, you know, where you guys present this kind of cone of where the hurricane is likely to go over the next 24, 48, 72 hours, that seems to be getting narrower. Is that the case?
Yes, that is the case. That hurricane track cone is expected to shrink again this year. I think the average is about 6 miles or so. And that may not seem like much, but that's a lot when you're trying to predict where the eyewall or the center of the hurricane will be. I mean, even though it's well recognized that hurricanes, you know, there's you have tremendous damage and flooding even far from the eyewall, that's still very important information, especially regarding evacuations and things like that. Any information that we can give to give more time for preparedness is really what this is all about.
While we're getting better at forecasting in the very short term where a hurricane might go, NOAA does not, on a seasonal basis, predict how many hurricanes are likely to go into the Gulf of Mexico and hit the Gulf Coast, or how many hurricanes are likely to come up the East Coast and maybe hit the Atlantic Coast. But researchers at Colorado State University actually do. They do their own forecast. They're also forecasting above average activity, slightly above average activity this summer. But they're saying a 63% chance of a U.S. landfall. What might they be basing that on, and why doesn't NOAA predict landfalls?
Well, I can't speak to what forecast somebody else has produced. Typically, when you have a near or above normal season, you're going to see hurricanes striking the continental United States and the region around the Caribbean Sea. NOAA does not issue a landfall forecast because you cannot really predict where the hurricanes are going to strike. To simply say you're going to have a strike along the Gulf Coast is of limited value, and there's just no way to say with confidence exactly where the storm will strike, how many will strike, and how strong they'll be when they strike. So that's why we don't issue the seasonal hurricane landfall forecast.
And when you issue this outlook and say average to above average activity, what are you hoping that people will take away from that in terms of preparing for this season?
Well, the most important thing to take away is not the numbers, but rather that this is the start of the hurricane season coming up June 1st. We're expecting a fair amount of activity. Again, this is a lot of activity we're predicting. So now is the time to start getting prepared for the hurricane season. That's the most important thing that you can do right now.
Jerry Bell is the lead hurricane season forecaster with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. They are forecasting an average to above average hurricane season in the Atlantic this year. Jerry, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Great. Thank you. It's a pleasure.